What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023, middle of the week days, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And as has been the case for, well, pretty much the entire year so far, it is a very busy news day. There is a lot of stuff going on here. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room today and taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, this whole situation with District Attorney Bragg trying to go after Donald Trump over some bookkeeping malfeasance, which is supposed to be a misdemeanor, and Bragg says, well, no, we're going to prosecute it as a felony because we're absolutely convinced, you know, there's a bigger crime behind there. We've looked in our crystal ball and so forth and so on. Well, Rasmussen just came out with a poll, and this whole situation is backfiring. The majority of voters agree that this attack on Donald Trump is pure banana republic politics, and you know, it's bad for America, obviously, but good for Trump 24. So basically, 45% of likely voters believe that the indictment and attempted prosecution of Trump is bad for America. The controversy surrounding the prosecution appears to have reached the ears of both parties, with more than a third of Democrats seeing it as a negative for the country, and even 31% of self-described liberal voters concurring. So this is a public relations disaster, almost as bad as you know, the Bud Light transgender situation. Now, Rasmussen also asked voters their thoughts on the following statement made by Francie Hakes, a former federal prosecutor, who said, "This is a serious time because this is banana republic sort of stuff. Using the law as a weapon against a political opponent is so wrong." 64% of voters agreed with that statement. 48% strongly agreed with that statement. Only 28% disagreed. Now, there was this ABC poll that was put on out, and frankly, it seemed like they were trying to plant an idea or sell an idea, and the idea was, well, you know, Donald Trump really should drop out of the 2024 race now that he's been indicted, and half of America agrees. Obviously, the Rasmussen numbers and the ABC numbers don't line up. In any event, Donald Trump has come on out and made it very clear he is running in 2024, even if he's actually convicted of a crime. Okay. Now, right now, there's a growing fight between Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and Representative Jim Jordan. And Bragg tried to enter a restraining order against Representative Jim Jordan. It was rejected the very same day it was filed. So it's getting a little rancorous over there. All right. Now, earlier today, Judge Eileen Cannon granted President Trump's request for a special master review of the material confiscated by the Biden Department of Justice during their raid on his home at Mar-a-Lago a while back here. And Judge Cannon also temporarily enjoins or forbids the Biden regime from reviewing and using the seized material pending the completion of the review. In other words, Biden can't just start grabbing papers and waving them at the camera and saying, "This is what Trump did. Take a look at this horrible thing here." And the Gateway Pundit reported on this. On pages 2 and 3 of the ruling, Judge Cannon revealed that it was Joe Biden who ordered the FBI access to the Mar-a-Lago documents and Trump's personal belongings. Joe Biden lied. Oh, my goodness. Imagine my shock and dismay at that. The White House lied, and they have now been caught. Of course, at this point, we've been lied to so much. I mean, if we're going to feel shocked and upset, it's if we've discovered Biden's telling the truth about something. You know, I mean, the entire government, of course, they're lying all the time. That's all they do. You know, but if we actually catch them telling the truth at some point, that is an historical event that should be celebrated and memorialized here. All right. Now, meanwhile, while District Attorney Bragg is going after Donald Trump over some bookkeeping labels here, an investigation by the Federal Elections Commission found that the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez campaign did not properly disclose expenses, but hey, we're just going to give her a pass on that anyway. It's no big deal. And, you know, we're not going to make a big stink out of it. All right. Now, we're still seeing the fallout to this story about how the FBI planned to recruit leaders in both a Virginia diocese and the Society of St. Pius X to spy on faithful Catholics. Now, this information has been provided to Congressman Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and saying, what are they doing over there? And the FBI's official stance is, well, you know, these ultra-religious people, they're potential domestic terrorists. And actually, I don't think so. Okay, we're seeing the continuous pushing of the abortion agenda, abortion on demand, abortion pills on demand, you know, just go ahead and, you know, kill the babies left and right. And most religions, Christian religions at least, are opposed to abortion. Now, many of the churches in the United States right now are politically weakened. They've been torn apart over the LGBTQ issue. The Methodist Church is now splitting. Half of their member churches have now basically divested. They've gone off in their own way. And so they're dealing with all of that. The Catholics are not being torn apart by the LGBTQ issue. It just has not made major inroads there. And so that means the Catholic Church is the best organized opposition to abortion on demand, and that may be why the FBI is trying to infiltrate them, to play the same games on the Catholic Church that the FBI played on the anti-war protesters back in the 1960s during the COINTELPRO operation. Now, we're starting to see more and more stories about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and it's starting to look like, yes, even the Supreme Court justices may not always be on the up and up. And this all started about a week ago when it turned out that Clarence Thomas was accepting lavish gifts from a billionaire that had not been properly reported on his financial disclosure forms. And Thomas was trying to get out of it, saying, well, we're family friends. We vacation together all the time. It's not like, you know, they're handing me a check or anything like that. But now somebody has made the connection. This is over at Lever News, that Clarence Thomas was pushing to invalidate all political spending disclosure laws in America. He's pushing the idea that donors have a constitutional right to anonymously influence politics with unlimited amounts of cash. I've read the Constitution. It is not in there. So anyway, there's this billionaire, Harlan Crow, who has links to groups that file amicus briefs lobbying the Supreme Court. This was all exposed in a ProPublica report last week. And if Thomas now faces no investigation or consequences for potentially violating longstanding federal ethics laws, his actions could create a precedent, effectively legalizing unlimited, unreported gifts in much the way he demanded for political donations. So the hand is out, the till is open, the wallet is gaping wide, and so forth and so on. All right. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is starting to make her presence felt in the media again, and she's come on out with a podcast talking about the Restrict Act. This is a very, very nasty, tyrannical piece of legislation. Tulsi Gabbard is saying this basically amounts to Patriot Act 2.0. The Restrict Act would not only ban Americans from using TikTok, it is Patriot Act 2.0 for the internet. It would give the government unfettered access to all the data on our computers, phones, security cameras, internet browsing history, payment applications, and more. It throws the Freedom of Information Act out the window. It cannot be challenged in court. And if you try and use a virtual private network to guard your security, you could face up to 20 years in jail and a $1 million fine. What the government is doing is coming on over and saying, give us the key to your front door. Trust us, we won't do anything nasty with it. All right. Now, you know, we've been worrying about what's going on with Fetterman. And is he really recovering, and how's he doing, and, you know, hoping for the best. But there's an interesting little article here in Jezebel.com returning attention to Dianne Feinstein, who was hospitalized in early March for shingles and has remained in her home since March 7. She's missed 60 votes of the 82 taken in the Senate in 2023. And the Senate has been on recess since March 31st. They're due to come on back here, first part of next week. And Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin said that Feinstein's absence from the Senate and the Judiciary Committee specifically will impede Democrats' ability to confirm judicial nominees. And that is something the Democrats are really trying to do right now, is load up the courts with liberal judges ahead of what many see as a Republican rout in 2024, even with all the election fraud. Remember 2016? Massive amount of election fraud, but the popularity of Donald Trump just overwhelmed it. That's why in 2020 they just, you know, cranked up the vote fraud to warp factor 7, and that's what made it so obvious to everybody what was being done. All righty, let's talk about COVID. There's a lot going on there, and it looks like we're getting out of the COVID-19 era. Biden, of course, has signed a law ending the state of emergency, and now we're hearing that Google is dropping their vaccine requirement to enter their buildings. They sent out a company-wide email and basically said vaccines will no longer be required as a condition of entry to any of our buildings. So they're starting to relax on that. So a little bit of good news there for people who still have a positive opinion of Google. On the other side now, there's an article that came out. It's actually a video on Brighteon. And it's talking about how the military is now starting to refuse care to those military personnel who suffered adverse effects from the mandated COVID-19 shots. And apparently Sarasota Memorial Hospital is an example. They're saying that, they're just not taking care of the military. All right, let's talk about the international news. And apparently there has been another document dump of highly classified information. It's more than 100 documents in this particular tranche here. And they detail American national security secrets from Ukraine to the Middle East to China. It started showing up on social media sites. And the scale of the leak, along with the sensitivity of the documents, may be hugely damaging. That is if we accept it at face value. And there's reason to say I want to be careful on this one here. One senior intelligence official was quoted as saying the leak is a nightmare for the Five Eyes. And that is, of course, that echelon information sharing network they have around the globe. And apparently, some of these documents were marked secret no foreign, which is shorthand. It says these are secret documents that are so sensitive, even our foreign allies are not allowed to see them. Okay. Now, we got a very weird reaction from the White House over this latest dump. Joe Biden's White House told journalists not to report on these leaked secret military documents because the information has no business in the public domain. And that may sound like they're saying, yes, these are legit, but no, as a matter of fact, John Kirby, speaking out of both sides of his mouth, said, without confirming the validity of the documents, this has no information, this information has no business in the public domain. Now, it sounds to me like Kirby is saying they're the real deal. Please don't report on them. And, of course, we saw a lot of that going on back when the Pentagon Papers came on out. So we're going to have to be really, really careful here. As I mentioned yesterday, Pepe Escobar and Glenn Greenwald, they're not convinced this is real. They're thinking this may be some kind of a psychological operation, and the idea is to try and figure out who is psyching who, because, you know, I mean, it looks good on the face of it, but my instincts are saying there's something off about this, and we just need to be careful about it. But a lot of people are accepting these documents at face value. Scott Ritter is out there saying these new Pentagon Papers, I guess we could call them PP2, Pentagon Papers 2, it says that, yes, Ukraine is being destroyed. Something else that is being confirmed in these documents is that American and British special forces are on the ground inside Ukraine. There are British and U.S. boots on the ground. Remember when Joe Biden said there wouldn't be any boots on the ground? Golly gee whizzers, he lied to us again. Isn't that amazing? Okay, now, another one of the documents in the leak is saying that the U.S. Has concerns over the success of the Ukraine's upcoming spring offensive, which is going to begin between April 16th and Labor Day on May 9th. And this offensive has received a lot of attention. And so I don't know. This, if there is a nefarious purpose to these leaks, it may be to make the Russians overconfident, although Putin, having spent all that time in KGB, I'm sure he is analyzing this very, very carefully and not just accepting it on face value. Another document in that leaked situation is saying that Ukraine can expect big gains from its offensive, but the reality might actually turn out to be quite different, and this could turn out to be a death trap for Ukraine, the United States, and NATO. This document is also saying it's likely Ukraine will launch a simultaneous attack on Crimea and Sevastopol. I think Ukraine is not in a position to be spreading its forces too far, so I would definitely say I don't have a high degree of confidence in that one. Meanwhile, the Wagner Group has turned over control of the flanks of Bakhmut to the Russian Defense Ministry. Wagner is still out there on the front lines pushing forward, but the control of the city is now coming directly under the Russian Ministry of Defense. 80% of Bakhmut is reportedly under control of the Russian forces as of this moment here. All right, Russia is bringing up some new hardware, and they're bringing up what's called the TOS-1A rocket system. It is a multi-barreled launcher, kind of like the MLRS in the U.S., and it's using thermobaric warheads. Now, we've heard that word kind of thrown around a lot. Sometimes they call them flamethrowers, vacuum bombs, and so forth. What they really are, it's kind of an adaptation of a type of firework that gives a real sharp report. And the warheads are filled with a combustible fuel and very finely powdered aluminum powder. And the idea is there are two charges. The first one breaks the shell open, and the aluminum immediately attracts oxygen out of the air, chemically binding it. And then when the fuel goes off, it combines with the aluminum and the oxygen, and you get a really big explosion. And remember, powdered aluminum is one of the key components of thermite, which burns at a very, very high temperature. So they're bringing in these rocket systems, and they're getting ready to use them. Now, Russia has conducted its first ICBM test since suspending the nuclear arms treaty. This is believed to be the first test Moscow has carried out since it announced in February it would suspend its participation in the nuclear arms control treaty with the United States. So earlier today, they launched an ICBM from a test site in the southern Russian region of Astrakhan. And actually, they're saying the launch was conducted yesterday, but they announced it early this morning. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the international news, talking about the wars here, and there's an article that came out of TASS, and it's accusing the United States of the biomilitary occupation of Ukraine, and this is coming out of the revelation that the U.S. was operating some biological research labs across Ukraine, which seem to be involved in gain-of-function research, which is a fancy term for the weaponization of existing pathogens. So the State Duma Deputy Speaker Irina Yaravaya, say that three times fast, is saying the U.S. bears full responsibility for the biological occupation of Ukraine. And this State Duma Deputy Speaker went on saying, it's entirely obvious the Pentagon hatched a plan for the biomilitary occupation of Ukraine. It is precisely upon the United States that the blame and responsibility rest for the biological occupation of Ukraine. There is no other way to put it. And sort of along the same line, we have another article. This is from Sputnik Globe. and Russian lawmakers have completed an investigation into Washington's military-related biological activities at laboratories across the Ukraine on the basis of findings made public by Russia's radiation, chemical, and biological defense troops over the past year. And they're saying that what Washington is working on is a universal genetically engineered bioweapon designed to cause severe damage to enemies comparable to that of a nuclear winter. And it's because of stuff like this, and not to mention the information coming out of Wuhan. I know we're all worried about nuclear warfare in World War III and mushroom clouds, and we've all got our potassium iodate pills out there. But I think given the scale of the operation of all these biological warfare labs, I really do think the United States is planning on fighting World War III with biological weapons, more so than nuclear weapons as well. All right. The United States is continuing to poke at Russia to annoy them. Russia has asked for 56 visas from the United States to allow Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his delegation to travel to New York for the annual gathering of world leaders at the United Nations this month. So far, the United States is refusing. And in a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Russia's UN Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said this was alarming because during the past several months, Washington had been constantly refusing to grant entry visas to a number of Russian delegates for other United Nations events. Okay, so just another way of saying we don't like you. Yeah, we got that message. Okay. All right. In other parts of the world, the United States has launched a number of airstrikes on Syria's eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. This happened yesterday, targeting the areas of Hatla and Kasham. The airstrikes were launched in response to a rocket attack the day before on the U.S. occupation base in Deir ez-Zor's Conoco gas field. You know, they're sort of helping themselves to all that gasoline out there. Now, here is something that is going to change the situation in Syria dramatically. Saudi Arabia is getting ready to host a meeting Friday of Arab foreign ministers to discuss bringing Syria back into the Arab League, which suspended Damascus back in 2011. And that would basically make Syria, you know, they'd have this coalition of other Arab nations around there saying, you know, don't annoy us, is basically what it is. And they're saying the main aim is to discuss the situation in Syria. There are many developments regarding the situation in Syria and points of view of Arab states about returning Syria to the Arab League. And Saudi Arabia is expected to invite Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to attend a May 19th Arab League summit that will be held in Riyadh. The move would be significant as Saudi Arabia and other Arab League members supported the failed regime change effort against Assad. Remember when we were showing all that stuff? Assad must go, Assad must go, Assad must go. Assad's still there. And I guess the Arabs are saying, all right, well, the regime change didn't work. Let's try a different foreign policy approach. Okay, now, one of the things about this conflict in Ukraine is it's using up military supplies like crazy. I don't know about the Russian troops, but the Ukrainians, they just hold that trigger down and they don't let go. And so they're drawing down the stockpiles of all the nations trying to support them. And it's gotten so bad that South Korea has now agreed to loan 500,000 rounds of artillery shells to the United States to be sent to Ukraine. And the South Korea's defense ministry said the allies have been exploring ways to support Ukraine, but refused to confirm specific details. So, yeah, they're running out of ammunition, and the factories are running, but they can't produce the material as fast as the war is grinding it up. And that's a common feature of war. It always grinds up the material faster than you can make it. We'll be back after these words from our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about Korea at the moment. It has now been 5 days since North Korea responded to a communication from South Korea. Now, the two Koreas have a military liaison line. Normally, they call each other twice a day. They stick to a schedule and say anything we need to know about. And they do that. But North Korea has basically stopped answering the phone line. Likely it is a reaction to continued U.S. military drills off of their coast, which include South Korea. Now, another one of the documents in that document dump, the Pentagon Papers 2 leak, is saying that the North Korea parade where they displayed their latest ICBM may have been a bit of an oversell, that the missile may not really be as capable as North Korea is claiming it is, or they may not be able to manufacture as many of them as first thought. But that is apparently one of the things that came out of that document dump. All righty, now, everyone's always screaming about North Korea nuclear test, North Korea nuclear test. And you remember, they stopped testing their nuclear weapons because they literally broke their previous test site. They had a huge mountain that they were doing these underground tests in, and they literally cracked the mountain open. So they had to go looking for a new mountain and see if I can pronounce this correctly, Pungyi-ri. And it's their new nuclear test site. But satellite imagery is showing there's really not much going on, okay? There's a little bit of minor activity around the tunnels, but they're not seeing the kind of traffic and vehicles and equipment that would indicate an imminent nuclear test. So it looks like that may not be happening, and that would be good. I mean, we've got too many people playing with these bombs as it is. Over in China, the waters around Taiwan are very busy with boat traffic. A lot of commercial shipping goes through there. And instead of playing nice in the Straits of Taiwan, it seems China is ready to fight, according to a statement by the Chinese military, as reported by the Associated Press, for what it's worth. And Associated Press is saying the Chinese military was out there saying the theater's troops are ready to fight at all times and can fight at any time to resolutely smash any form of Taiwan independence and foreign interference attempts. Okay. Now, AP is reporting the exercises were similar to ones conducted by China last August when it launched missile strikes on targets in the seas around Taiwan in retaliation for Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. This current one appears to be smaller and less disruptive, so glad that they're toning it down here. Meanwhile, Xi Jinping has called on China's armed forces to strengthen military training oriented towards actual combat. And this is following 3 days of drills intended to intimidate Taiwan. So China's president has told the People's Liberation Army Southern Theater Command the military must resolutely defend China's territorial sovereignty and maritime interests and strive to protect overall peripheral stability. So everybody's making stink face at each other over those sea lanes of communication. All righty. Over in Israel, there has been a lot of violence at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Settlers coming on in, conducting religious rituals on the Muslim platform. And Israel sort of let it happen for a while, but the public global backlash has been severe. And so now Israel has decided to defuse the situation. The non-Muslims will not be allowed to visit Al-Aqsa until the end of Ramadan. And that is going to tone things down, hopefully, here. All right, Julian Assange is back in the news again. There's a growing movement, and finally we're starting to see the government of Australia get involved. I mean, because Julian Assange is an Australian citizen, and Australia has been kind of, you know, quiet during this whole thing between Great Britain and the United States and the rest of it. But apparently, Australian federal politicians from across the political spectrum have jointly asked the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to abandon attempts to extradite Julian Assange from the United Kingdom. It was 48 members of parliament and senators, including 13 from the governing Labour Party, warned that the pursuit of the WikiLeaks founder sets a dangerous precedent for press freedom and would damage the reputation of the United States. Well, too late on that last one. I think the way they have been going after Julian Assange, in a clear violation of the First Amendment, the reputation of the U.S. is already damaged. The world understands the U.S. government doesn't play by the rules anymore. They do not comply with the Constitution. They do not apply with the First Amendment. And, our image, our standing in the world has suffered greatly because of some of this authoritarian behavior coming out of the Washington, D.C. Now, pardon me. Julian Assange, as I mentioned, he's an Australian citizen. He remains in Belmarsh Prison in London while he's fighting a U.S. attempt to extradite him to face charges of espionage for publishing thousands of leaked documents about the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, including that video of this U.S. helicopter shooting up a camera crew. And but again, Assange did not commit espionage. The material was leaked to him, and he simply published it as a publisher. This is exactly the same situation that the New York Times and the Washington Post went through with the first round of Pentagon Papers. The papers were given to them. The newspapers did not ask for them. They did not ask for any additional information. Therefore, it is not an act of espionage. And they went ahead and published, and the Supreme Court said, yes, they have a right to publish. Now, I don't know if our current Supreme Court would go along with that. But at the time, the Supreme Court said the media exists to serve the governed, not the governors. And certainly that is the mantra of the independent media today. We're not here to work for the government. We're here to work for you, the American people, because you need to know what's going on if you are going to make good choices. Anyway, following along with the Australian Parliament, a group of House Democrats in this country have sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying it's time to drop the charges. The letter was led by Representative Rashida Tlaib and signed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, and Greg Kassar. And, it's now 4 years since Assange was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy and sent to Belmarsh prison, where he's still being held on no charges. That's what's really kind of underscoring the political nature of this. The government of Great Britain is holding Julian Assange in Belmarsh prison, which is not a comfortable place, I might point out here. And they haven't actually charged him with anything. They're just saying, we're going to hold you until we figure out how to get you back to the United States. All righty. Getting into the economic news here. The International Monetary Fund is expecting Ukraine's gross domestic product to drop 3% this year. It's refusing to forecast any periods beyond that. I don't blame them. We have no idea what's going to be happening. Personally, I think Ukraine's GDP is going to drop more than 3%, but then that's just my opinion here. All right. Now, Iran and Brazil are getting ready to launch a direct shipping route. In other words, they're setting up a route that where you will have Iranian and Brazilian ships just passing each other at the night, and it's a significant development in trade relations between the two countries. And so, the world is learning how to get around and conduct business without going through U.S.-controlled assets. Now, here is an interesting little development. You know, as we look at the aftermath of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, article coming on out of Blacklisted News, the Pentagon is now out there saying that bank runs represent a threat to the national security. Okay, like a foreign invasion or a terrorist act or something, a run on a bank is a threat to national security. Now, the most obvious implication of this is that if there is a bank that's in trouble, the military will now surround it with soldiers and tanks and artillery and say, no, you can't take your money out, go home. So that's where we are right now. Up in Chicago, Walmart is starting to close down 4 unprofitable stores. That's basically half the stores it has in the crime-ridden city. And basically, collectively, the Chicago Walmarts have not been profitable since they opened the first one 17 years ago. These stores are losing tens of millions of dollars a year, and their annual loss has nearly doubled just in the last 5 years. And, there's a huge amount of shoplifting going on. And, we're seeing these videos on social media of people just walking on in with big 30-gallon trash bags and, just loading them up and walking back out and nobody's stopping them. There was an interesting piece of video on social media, and I thought this one was really kind of cool. There was this lady who had loaded about $1,000 worth of groceries into her shopping cart. And when she was checking out, she said, no, these are my reparations. I'm not going to pay for these. And, store security basically intervened and you know, the lady is screaming, "These are my reparations. These are my reparations." Finally, one of the security guards just decked her. So that video is all over the place. This reparations thing has gone nonsense. And that may be part of the reason for the surge in crime. You know, kids are being convinced they have some kind of a reparations right to go into stores and steal shoes and phones and all the rest of that. It really is ridiculous. Out in California, in Beverly Hills, and we all have the image of Beverly Hills, you know, it's where the movie stars live, and a lot of them do live there, and, you know, I used to hang out there a lot myself, and I actually have fond memories of the place, but not anymore. Apparently, even Beverly Hills is getting jammed up with homeless encampments. And I was looking at this article and looking at all these photos of places I knew and had been to, and there's all these tents and mattresses and, you know, tarps and shopping carts and loose bedding just all over the place. And it's like, you know, are we becoming numb to this reality that our economy is not working when you have this many homeless people on the streets of, you know, what is arguably one of the wealthiest per capita cities in the entire country? And that's absolutely shameful. I don't think the U.S. government has any business sending a single penny of Americans' money to a foreign government while we have American citizens sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters. That's chronic mismanagement. That is absolutely shameful that this is happening in the United States. Okay, story coming out of Tell Me Best, and it's just pointing out how the economy is starting to significantly impact what we might see as iconic aspects of life. And they're talking about France, which is very big into cooking, especially bread baking. French bakeries are just a part of the environment, okay? And Emmanuel Macron basically gave the baguette UNESCO heritage status back in 2022. Okay, I mean, that's how seriously they take their bakeries there. And these bakeries are the lifeblood of many cities, towns, and villages. And now they're having to shut down because the costs of electricity are just going through the roof. And they simply can't pencil out anymore. And there was a lady, Elodie Chavret, a bakery owner, part-time firefighter in the small town of Millery, France. She's worried she can't keep up with the electric bill. It multiplied nearly tenfold between December and January. And by the way, here in Indiana, we saw gasoline prices take a huge upward leap just since yesterday, something on the order of 30 cents. So something's going on out there. I top off your tank as quickly as you can. Okay. Speaking of gasoline, another story out of Zero Hedge. Since 2013, global players in gold and oil have been slowly opening up shop in the East and closing it in the West. Demand is moving eastward, and related businesses follow that demand. Over some years, a slow but unmistakable drift from the U.S. to China was observed in gold businesses. Between 2013 and 2017, gold demand in Asia caused a great migration eastward of vaults, physical, financial trading operations, and exchanges themselves. Okay? And so what's happening is in the East, they're getting into physical metals, and they're turning their back on the petrodollar, is the whole point of this article. And what was learned and observed was a growing but inextricable tie forming between oil, gold, and the Chinese yuan. The learning gelled during a conversation between a physical oil trader and the author of the article. And the oil trader said, a few months ago, Russia did some oil deals with China amounting to about $3 billion. Okay, it's drawn as $3, letter B, letter B, and not exactly sure. But apparently it was a blockchain connectivity issue. The deals were done through the Seychelles and called for settlement in yuan with a kind of embedded call to convert to gold on demand. So basically, they use blockchain to conduct the oil deal and completely bypass the dollar. And we're seeing more and more countries do that as well. All righty. We've been hearing all over the place, electric vehicle this, electric vehicle that. And, you know, this is the wave of the future. And I even thought it was a pretty cool idea. But now we're seeing the downside, the cost of the batteries, what happens when those batteries explode, the fact that the batteries are still relying on fossil fuels to be charged. They're actually less efficient than an internal combustion engine car operating directly off the gasoline. And now, over in Europe, there is a growing revolt against these mandated electric vehicles, and they're willing to go with carbon neutral fuels in their internal combustion engine, but they really are losing their love of electric vehicles. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about electric vehicles. Europeans are saying, no, this is really not working, especially with the hard winter that we just had, which reduces the battery efficiency and means you got to stop more often, you got to recharge more often, and it takes forever to charge the car relative to simply, you know, filling your tank full of gasoline. So it's an idea that sounded really good. It has not really worked out. So here in the United States, Joe Biden has unveiled the toughest rules to date for automobile emissions, specifically intending to push more Americans to purchase these very expensive electric vehicles. And the new pollution limits would require 67% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. by 2032 to be electric, which is about 10 times as many as are being sold right now. And it's far above Biden's previous commitment to have electric vehicles make up 50% of the cars sold by 2030. And but according to a new Gallup poll, Americans really aren't sold on the deal. And they're not really happy about the electric vehicle, the main reason being the high cost of the electric vehicles. And a large part of that high cost is the high cost of the battery, which, again, has to be replaced. And out on social media, I've seen these photos of these, you know, storage yards, I guess you could call them, filled with these old rusted electric vehicles. Delivery vehicles, what are postal vehicles, whatever. And they've just been abandoned there because the batteries are so expensive. It's just cheaper to go back to the other kinds of vehicles. So anyway, only 20% of Americans think they're likely to buy an electric vehicle for their next car. So like everything else from the vaccine to masks and so forth, we don't like it. We don't want it. Therefore, the government is going to force us to have to spend money on it. All righty. Getting into wokeness, there is yet another story. This is out in California. And in the Chico Unified School District, there was this 11-year-old girl went through a gender transition process. And school officials offered her gender counseling without informing her parents. And obviously, the mother was very upset over this. And apparently, the daughter wanted to inform her mother about what was going on. And a guidance counselor ignored that request and kept the mother in the dark about it. And you know, we're seeing this attitude from the schools that we know what's best for your child, and you really should not have anything to say about it. And let's see, there's another story. This one is coming out of Breitbart, talking about how mothers are feeling their children are being literally abducted by the gender cult. They're being dragged on in, and they say, you know, trust us, you're somewhere on the spectrum, and we're going to help you sort it all out. And as we've mentioned many, many times before, gender dysphoria is actually very common as children grow up. You know, their brains are still developing. Your brain is not really fully evolved until you're about 22, 23, and so you go through these phases of experiencing new feelings and trying to figure them out. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.